Adam is here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. Coca-Cola is Ireland's best-selling brand this year, according to Checkout magazine and NIQ Ireland. That means it's topped the list for a record 20 years in a row now. The survey ranks brands based on the value of their sales and include the sales of all varieties of a product. Irish brands including Tato, Avonmore and Brennan's also take spots in the top 10. Maeve Martin is editor of Checkout magazine. She joins us on the line now. Considering how much consumer trends have changed over the last 20 years, fairly remarkable to have one brand at the top for that amount of time. What do you think it is that Coca-Cola has done to manage to hold on to that spot for so long?
Yes, it's quite incredible. I mean, obviously, Coca-Cola is an iconic global brand, and it's obviously a very, very popular brand here in Ireland. But I suppose you have to remember that there are a lot of variants in the Coca-Cola family. So, you know, people are quite possibly, a lot of people are opting for no sugar options. Because that's a very big trend in the market. So that's probably, you know, the variety of its product portfolio and the way it has responded to consumer trends and also the fact that it's such an iconic global brand, that's really what's kept it at the top for the past 20 years.
I mentioned those three Irish brands in the top 10, Tato, Avonmore and Brennan's. How, though, have Irish products performed overall in this survey?
Irish products have performed extremely well. This year, Irish yogurt brand Lenisk rockets up the rankings by no fewer than 32 places, which is incredible. It moves from number 92 last year to number 60 this year. So that means that Lenisk is the brand that makes the big leap up the rankings in 2024. And then apart from Lenisk, we have many other well-known Irish brands that have delivered strong performances. They include hand-cooked crisp brand and Ireland's most awarded crisps, O'Donnell's, which moves up the rankings by 7 places from number 49 to number 42. Ireland's number one branded sausage, Clonakilty, moves up by 6 places from 63 to 57, while Deep River Rock, which celebrates 30 years in the Irish market this year, moves up the rankings by 5 places from 31 to 26, as does iconic Irish brand Barry's Tea, which moves from 33 to 28. And then we have two stalwarts of the Irish food industry, Keogh's Crisps and Flavin's. They both retain their number 56 and number 62 positions, respectively, from last year. So Irish brands have really performed extremely strongly this year on the list. And it's great to see a brand like Lenisk being the brand that makes the biggest leap up the rankings this year.
This survey is of brands. It doesn't include own brand products that individual shops would sell. But we have seen a shift towards that in terms of people's shopping baskets because of cost of living pressures. How, though, are brands then holding their own against what would often be cheaper alternatives?
Yeah, the retail landscape is still challenging for brands, but inflation has been decelerating this year, and that's made a big difference. And this is leading to greater stability and, in many instances, accelerated growth for grocery retail brands. You know, so if we look at the brands that are continuing to thrive and perform well on our list, they're brands that are adapting to changing consumer preferences. They're investing in sustainable practices and they're employing technology to optimize performance. So, you know, apart from delivering consistent quality, a brand must be adaptable to consumer needs. Mm-hmm. So that could involve introducing new formats or new flavours. It could involve highlighting the benefits of a product on pack. That's also very important, including sustainability credentials. Okay. So these strategies are helping food brands to connect with their target audience. They're driving engagement and ultimately increasing sales.
Okay. Maeve Martin.
So, you know.
Sorry, that's all we have time for, I'm afraid. Maeve Martin, editor of Checkout magazine. Thank you for that.